Well, howdy there, internet people. It's Beau again. So today we are going to talk about the impeachment process of Attorney General Ken Paxton of Texas again. I mentioned in an earlier video that it could happen very, very quickly. Yeah, it's happening Saturday. If you're watching this on a Saturday, I mean today. They are coming in on the weekend to do it. He will be looking at 20 articles of impeachment. They do not seem to be willing to slow walk this at all. Now, in totally unsurprising news, the Attorney General has said that his impeachment is, of course, illegal. You know, nobody's allowed to do that. And he is using the argument that I laid out in that other video, talking about the statute, saying that the voters had to know about it and all of this stuff. I talked to somebody who actually does understand the constitutional law in Texas way better than I do. And his way of addressing this was pretty entertaining. He's like, hey, do you know what doesn't supersede the Texas state constitution? Some random statute you found. Yeah, he doesn't seem to think that's going to hold water because the Texas state constitution would supersede any statute. To amend the state constitution, you would have to amend it, not just enact a statute. While I'm not an expert on Texas constitutional law, I'm going to say, yeah, that tracks. That's the way it is in every state that I do know about. So, what can we kind of infer from the speed? They probably already have the votes. This went on for months, very, very quietly. And it appears that the allegations directed towards the Speaker of the House about being a liberal and perhaps celebrating a little too much while at work, those came out, according to rumor, when Paxton found out about it, which was the day before it was publicly announced. So it seems pretty likely that they have already mustered the votes for it. It doesn't seem like a move a bunch of Republicans would do without knowing they had the backing of the House already. Now, Paxton is an influential person, and he's got the governor's ear, and he's been around a long time. He knows a lot of secrets about a lot of people. So I would imagine those people are having their phones ring tonight saying, you better not impeach me. That would make sense as far as a move from Paxton's side, because the speed at which this is moving suggests they definitely intend on following through all the way and removing him from office. In fact, one of them said that to not move forward, they would be derelict in their duty after hearing the evidence. So there will probably be some litigation about whether or not the House really has the power to do this. The people I have talked to say they absolutely do, but the Attorney General will probably still try to fight that. But if they impeach Saturday afternoon, he will be fighting that while basically suspended from office. So the impeachment is moving quickly.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The trial may or may not carry the same sense of urgency. We're going to have to wait and see how they react once the final vote is taken. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day. Thank you.